Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 3, 6363, Baruch Hashem, the 5th of Tammuz, Tavshi Yudches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 27th of Sivan, in which you write about the new shul and in connection with the day camp. So thing is like this, that I guess they wanted to use the shul premises to make it the day camp over there, and the people of the shul refused to allow them to be there. So the Rebbe says, it appears that you don't know of the letter of my father-in-law the Rebbe to those who were running the shuls in Montreal, that because they refused to make Mesibah Shabbos there, and they dressed it up, the reasoning that they gave, the excuse they gave, is that it's the sanctity of the shul. You know, the shul should be protected, it shouldn't be darkened, etc. He doesn't want to say what the Rebbe said over there. But apparently it wasn't something so good. You know, you say, oh, you want to keep the shul clean, but in the meantime, you're refusing their kids the entry there. So the Rebbe says, so you know that you should let them. And the Rebbe says, Yerushin, since we are about to come to the days of Yud Gimel Tammuz, in which there was a victory beyond the ways of nature, so in the end, Soif, we should win and negate all matters that interfere to leading Kfar Chabad, that it should be fitting to the intention of its founder and the one who leads it, which is my father-in-law, the Rebbe. So they didn't want to allow the people to use the shul in Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe is saying, you probably don't know of the letter, what happened over there. This is terrible. And the Rebbe says, you should, we should experience, just like we have freedom of the previous Rebbe, that all matters that interfere to the leadership of Kfar Chabad, because this is the wishes of its founder and the one who continues to lead it, my father-in-law. And this should be done with chesed uberachamim, in a kind and a compassionate way, meaning that to bless us not by punishment or anything else, but in a kind and a good way, and in a true wide way, in a way to keep on going and adding light until the night will shine like the day. Lailo kayom yoyer. The Rebbe blesses them for good news and all the above. The Rebbe is referencing the letter of the previous Rebbe, and the Rebbe doesn't want them not to use it. There's a big letter from the previous Rebbe, letter number 2281, in which the Rebbe speaks very strongly for not allowing the students over there in the shul, and so that the Rebbe is making reference to that letter over here. Yeah. The Rebbe said it should be used.